ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على دربه إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters, up until yesterday we have covered so far up to the sunan of the salah, the sunan of the salah, and also we talked about the things that can nullify salah, and we said that there are eight. Talking intentionally, laughing, eating and drinking, exposing one's aura, turning very badly from the direction of the Qibla, and nullifying one's provocation. And then we said we're going to talk about the wudu today, and or before that we're going to speak about the tashahhud itself as yani, or let's talk about the wudu and later on inshallah we're going to come back to the tashahhud. The wudu has shurut, conditions, and furud, which are the bars to be ablutions, and then we have nawaqid, the invalidator or the nullifiers of wudu. Let's start with the shurut first. There are ten shurut for wudu. The first is Islam. As if one who is non-Muslim perform wudu, and after he performed wudu, he embraced Islam. He pronounced or declared the testimony of faith. Then we tell him, you have to make wudu. What if he says, oh, I've just done wudu a few minutes ago? We say, no. That wudu was done when you were upon kufr. But once you embrace Islam, you have to make wudu now to pray if you want to pray. So that is very sincere. Also for one who is Muslim, but he rejected Islam by either cursing Allah Ta'ala, cursing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cursing the religion of Islam, or mocking any of the Islamic obligations or optionals. And also, if one saying, even if joking, as joking doesn't exist in this field, if he says that he's up on the kuffar way, whatsoever group is the kuffar that he's chosen to be with, then even if he is joking, this is something considered to be serious. So in this case, if the Muslim who rejected Islam by whatsoever reason is, cursing Allah, the Prophet, the religion, or saying that he is upon other religion, or going to the magician, or mocking any of the Sharia, all these are considered to be dues of one's exiting the boundaries of Islam. And in this case, he needs to return back to Islam. So how come he return back to Islam? Repent sincerely, honestly, and then he declares the testimony of faith. Now, that wudu is nullified, not applicable anymore. And then we have also al-aql, sanity. Also it is essential, it is a condition for wudu. If the person who is insanate the person who is insane makes wudu, and then he gains, or his sanity is put back to him, and becomes sane, then he needs to make wudu again, because that was when he did not have the material of performing the worship, which is sanity. And then we have tamiz. And remember tamiz? We spoke about it in the Dars of Salah. We said tamiz is reaching the age of distinguishing between the good and bad. That can be 7, 8, 9, up until the 15. 15 is the age of obligations. Is the age of obligations and judgment, if he dies on that day, on that age. Istishabu niyya, istishabu hukmiha. The hukum, istishabu hukm niyya, that means you have to have the niyya from the beginning of the wudu until the end of it. As if you intend in any part of the wudu to break it, even if it is physically or practically it did not break, it is broken. Because the intention is very, very, very important. Now, we said that, so istishabu niyya. So the niyya itself, the intention itself is a condition. So we have Islam, aql, tamiz, and the intention. And then we have also the continuation of a company, of the company of the intention ruling until you end the wudu. You have to have the ruling or the intention with you until the end of the wudu. And then we also have what we call in Arabic inqita'u mujib al-wudu. Inqita'u mujib al-wudu. The absence or the end or the removal of the cause for wudu. Why you need to make wudu? Because you either bathed urine, you either bathed stool, you either bathed lubricating liquids, you either bathed air. And air is from the back, not from the, for the woman. Sometimes the woman discharges air from the front, private part. That air doesn't nullify wudu. Why? Because the air that is discharged from the back goes through the impure parts. But the air that comes from the front part of the lady, of the woman, that air or gas that comes from the womb, and the womb is pure, is clean, so it doesn't nullify wudu. Also, if you make istinja, we have istinja and istijmar, two things, and how to cut or to remove the impurity First istinja. Istinja is to use the water to clean your private parts. To use the water. That is called istinja. While istijmar came, this word came from the word jimar. Jimar. And jimar is brother of jamra. And that's why in Hajj we say jamratul aqaba, jamratul wusta, jamratul sughra. Jamra is the stone, small stone. And originally jamra is the burning coal. And this small stone that you throw in Hajj is called jamra, and the place where you shoot is called jamra, because this goes on the head of the shaitan like the burning coal. So istijmar is using whether stones or clothes, tissues, wood, anything, but not bone, not the bones, nor any paper or anything that is written on it, some respected sayings like the names of Allah, like yani hadith, Quran, whatever. And also from the conditions for wudu is tuhuriyatul ma, that the purity of the water. The water must be pure. And removal of what can protect or prevent water from reaching the skin or the nails. Even if it is if it is paint or food that prevents the water from reaching the skin. And also we have the time of salah for the person, the prior time of salah for the person that is ill of uncontrolled of his private parts, so he cannot control the gases or the like. So this kind of person, which we call in Arabic, is ill of or suffering of salas. That means he has a continuous or uncontrollable gas discharges, or uncontrollable liquids discharges, or the like. So this kind of person will only have to make wudu once the time of that salah entered. He cannot make wudu before that time. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ taught Fatima bint Abi Hubaysh radiallahu anha, when she had continuous bleeding. He told her to make wudu for every prayer, even if the previous wudu is still there existing. So these are the wajibat of wudu. We have the furud of wudu. We have the shurut. We just mentioned the 10 shurut. And now we have the furud. And we said that furud is the parts of your body that you have to wash once you are going to pray, with obligatory or optional prayers. Or in fact, must be washed once you are making wudu. For whatsoever reason, you are making wudu, yet these furud that to be washed. What are they? There are six. Six of them. There are six of them. The first is washing the face. Washing the face. Washing the face. And from it is goggling or mouthwash. The mouth wash. And snuffing out. From it also, washing the hands up to the elbows, from the tip of the fingers to the elbow, and wiping over the head, and from, with the ears, and in order to know how to do, when you put your fingers into your ear, all what you need to do is to turn your palm, you put your palm to the lower part, the lower back part of your ear, and go up, all the way up, and then back to that the previous position. Also from the fruit is to wash your feet up until the ankles. From the and also from the fruit for salah is to from the fruit for wudu is to do wudu in order. In order, that means you have to wash the face before the hands, and the hands before you wipe the head, and wiping the head before you go to the other to the one after. And then we have al-muwala. What is al-muwala? Al-muwala is described by that if you wash your hand, right hand, you do not dry it up. You do not dry it up and then wash the left. No. You have to wash the left while it's still the right width. And the like. And the like. These are the furud for wudu. And then we have the nullifiers for wudu. And these are six also. The first is what we call al-kharij min as-sabilayn. Whatsoever is discharged from the two ways of discharge, back side or the front side. And then we have also the removal of obscenity, touching one's private part directly with no any burial between them, between the private part and the hand. And also, as we say, losing sanity, and also eating the camel meat, but not the camel, not drinking the camel milk, eating the camel meat, and the rejection of Islam. May Allah protect us from that. There is something that the ulama, some of the ulama said that once you do, you have to make ghusl, and that is to wash out the body of the dead person, to wash the dead bodies. That's upon some sayings of the ulama. However, there is no dalil, first of all. Second, the majority of the ulama are upon the saying that Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab and Ibn Taymiyyah are upon. And also, now that's all, wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And remember, brothers and sisters, that tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, we're going to have a quite quick revision. So on Tuesday, inshallah, I may be able to forward or Monday, tomorrow and Tuesday we may do some revision. But on Saturday we're going to do the test or the quiz. And by that, we come to the end of this, of the session of today. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Okay, it says here, after Assalamu alaikum, what was mentioned about someone having uncontrollable gas discharges. Does that mean like the person who has a lot of gas most of the time and breaks wudu very often? No, we mean that the person who is suffering of this kind of illness, that he cannot control, then yes, but this needs to be judged by a medicine doctor who can say that this person is uncontrollable for urine or whatsoever, or gas. Yeah, that's it. Now, أي والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.